Cristela Alonso grew up in the 80s watching sitcoms like The Cosby Show, The Golden Girls, and she was especially fond of the show Roseanne.
And I really always loved that she always stuck to what she wanted to do.
I just can't believe it's going to end like this. There's got to be somebody to loan us the money. How about Crystal and Ed?
Nah, they got three kids and a mortgage.
Chuck and Anne-Marie.
He's still looking for work.
Gil and Patty.
No, they're barely getting by like everybody else we know. We got to get a better class of friends.
You can hear Roseanne's influence on Alonzo's stand-up from her appearance on Conan in April.
I grew up in a kind of poor neighborhood. The only way you could tell someone in my neighborhood had money, you'd go into their house and they would have a whole set of encyclopedias. You're like, ho, ho, ho. I knew Juan was doing good. I didn't know he was doing encyclopedia good. Oh, look, he's got the cue.
Cristela Alonso grew up in a lower middle class family in a border town in Texas. She struggled to work her way through college, eventually dropping out because she couldn't afford it. This is pretty close to the premise of her new sitcom for ABC's fall lineup, also called Cristela, where she's a law student who keeps dropping out to help her family with money. She says she's trying to depict the life of a typical woman.
I think there's women out there that don't necessarily, we're not all Carrie Bradshaw. You know, some of us just kind of like, we know what we want to do and we're kind of focused a little bit more on our career, and I'm not pining over a guy in my dating life.
Nevertheless, she says there is a stereotype that tends to group female comedians with Carrie Bradshaw and her crew from Sex and the City, but that just doesn't ring true in her experience.
I don't talk a lot about like what I think a lot of female comics are usually depicted as, you know, telling jokes like or whatever, because I know a lot of female comics and none of us talk like that. You know, we don't do like, hey guys, what's going on? Single guys, right? Like, no, none of us do that.
Instead, she tells jokes about immigration, social class, and growing up poor.
But I did. I grew up poor. You know, my mom was a migrant. You know, she was an immigrant. She came here. She was poor. We had nothing. And because of that, she always taught me to shoot big, to dream big, you know? Every day when I was a kid, she would take me to the nicest neighborhood in town. She would point to the biggest house and she'd say, Cristela, you're an American. You go to school. You work hard. You graduate. You make something out of yourself. And one day, you can clean that house.
You can see her point of view on her Twitter account as well, where she describes herself as a political junkie, hoping to break the glass ceiling. Earlier this month, she tweeted commentary on the latest season of Saturday Night Live, saying, quote, the black cast members are doing my favorite stuff right now, unquote. She says there's plenty of room in comedy for more diverse perspectives.
One thing that I've always said about stand-up is that it can be so competitive, and I don't understand why, because there isn't a set number of spots that we're fighting for. If you're good, they'll make a spot out for you. They'll carve it out for you.
And Alonzo challenges the people who do the carving out to take chances on more diverse performers. For WFIU Arts, I'm Annie Corrigan.